Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. And basically the homework is on the website and you need to download it, print it, and do it. Okay? So the homework is on the website ali.wischool.net. Now, on a sheet of paper, write your name and email address so that your email address, not your parents, yours, okay? Go ahead.
Well, my parents already forwarded me all the how to be emails, so do I still have
paper? Yes. So, your email. Why? Because I can tell you about instructions right away by email, yes?
Yeah.
Create one.
Do you want us for a Yahoo or Gmail?
What?
Yahoo or Gmail.
Whatever email you have, I don't care.
It's coming over, so the sheet of paper will come to you. It'll be until then, just try to focus on the class.
All right. So now we are going to continue talking about the words. So the next kind of words. So we are talking about kind of words.
Did you find your bag?
No.
Is it a black backpack?
Yes.
Should I look for you for the... Are you going to collect the homework?
So... We collect the homework from the ones who did it.
I don't know the names, the attendance. I don't have it. You have it.
Okay, my hands. Because they are doing that right now, so...
I know what it actually is.
Huh?
I know what it actually looks like.
Okay. Okay. So here. All right. Here. Okay, guys. My apology to you. Somebody took my pack bag by accident when I was in the assembly. So I don't have my pack bag with me. All right?
Okay. And I can't take attendance, so this would be kind of confusing. So how many people are here? 1, 2, 3, 4.
The email list. The email list would show us the attendance.
Yeah, we need
to. All right. So, what is kind of words? It is what? نوع الكلمات.
How about there's no homework due today because only a few people did it.
Okay.
No more homework today.
Okay. Yes. Actually, I'll collect it for bonus. Pass them. Right.
Yes, the one who's done with the homework today, they get extra credit. Okay? نوع الكلمات. نوع what? نوع الكلمات. So, نوع الكلمات means what? Types of words.
Okay, kind of words.
Yes, kind of words or types of words. Let's make it types of words. Probably would make more sense. Okay, so types. Types of words. So types of what? Words. So, what is types of word in Arabic? What is types of word in Arabic? نوع or نوع الكلمات. نوع الوات؟ الكلمات. Or, actually, would be better to say أنواع الكلمات. أنواع.
Go here.
So, أنواع الكلمات. So what does أنواع الكلمات mean? Types of words. Got it? Types of what? Words. So أنواع الكلمات. أنواع what? الكلمات. It's types of words. The first type of words are asma, nouns. Means asma. So the first type of words are what? Nouns. What are nouns? Asma. Now my notes that I give to you in the email are all Arabics. I don't put English there. So make sure you copy these meanings from the... Can I see the one you printed? From the... These are notes. What she has is are notes, not a homework.
At least she tried.
So...
Notes and homework are the same.
Yeah,
maybe it's wrong. So what happened? When I give you the notes, I don't use any English words. Why? Because I explain the English words in class. I explain, I'm sorry, the Arabic words in class. Got it? So you need to go back to this. No,
yeah,
these are the notes.
No, but this is what I had. You know the homework link? It took me to this.
Pretty much. I'll check out. So, nouns, asma, and verbs, af'al. So, nouns are asma. Verbs are af'al. So, asma and af'al. Okay? Very much like English, but has different names. Nouns is asma. Do you know anybody, any girl, her name is Asma? Yes. Asma means names or nouns. Okay? So, asma, you can call it nouns or names. So, let's start with the nouns, like we did last time. The nouns are three. How many kinds of nouns?
Three.
The first kind is singular. No talking. Are what? Singular. If you guys talk, I'm going to spread you apart. So, singular. Singular means what? Mufrad. So when you see in my notes the word mufrad, then you know it is what?
Singular.
It's singular. Mufrad. And then we have mutanna, which is not in the English language, which is double. And we have double as mutanna. Muthanna. So we have mufrad and muthanna. So we have mufrad and what?
Muthanna.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Then we have plural.
Jam.
Takbir. MashaAllah. Okay. I wanna get you out of this group here, so go sit on the other desk. Look at the other desk from behind you. Yes, you were talking. Okay? If you promise me not to talk, I'm not going to ask you. Okay. So, double and then plural. Plural. Which is jamma. Plural is jamma. So we have mufrad, muthanna, and jam. So when you look at the notes, you have the notes here that you print from the internet, you see that I'm talking about mufrad here. Okay, here I'm talking about mufrad, muthanna, and jamr. I don't want you to use English, so I want you to be able to read those names in Arabic. Yes, question? Okay. Let me give you, so this is dividing nouns by count. This is dividing nouns by count. Then we have dividing nouns by gender. They have two kinds. So this is, these are here, dividing here, dividing by count. And here we have male and female, which is dividing by divide by gender. You got it? You got this part? And then we have male and female. Male is mudakkar, female is mu'annath. You got it? These are important words to memorize because everything, the grammar, all depends on these words. Okay? Any questions about that?
How do you say divide by gender in Arabic?
Means like male nouns, female nouns. Like nouns, we have two kinds of nouns based on gender. We have male and female. Go ahead.
How do you pronounce female in Arabic?
Mu'annath. Yeah, you wrote it right. Mu'annath.
Mm-hmm. Where do I pick this email?
Yeah, when my TA.
Where do I
pick this? This is the homework?
Emails.
Oh, emails. Yeah. Here we go, I'll take this. All right. All right, now let's talk about verbs. What kind of verbs? Verbs, we have four kinds. Four kinds. We have past, present, future, command. So these are three kinds of verbs. Past is فعل ماضي. Present is فعل مضارع. مضارع. And future, مستقبل. Hmm? Okay. I'm going to finish the fourth kind and then I'll slow down. فعل مستقبل. Let me make it more clear. فعل مستقبل. And command is فعل ماضي. Oh, okay. Did everybody sign the email form? Okay, so we have, okay, yes. So we have past, present, future, and command, right? And these are four ones. Okay, I need somebody to give me an example of singular, noun, female. Singular, noun, female. اسم مفرد مؤنث. So, okay, so what I want, I say, okay, singular, singular, did you find it?
No, I just ran into it.
Singular, or single, female. No. Who's going to give me an example of singular or single email, single female noun? Okay. Okay. Give me singular female noun. Farasha, takbir, mashallah. Huh? Anybody? Farasha, you know what farasha is?
Butterfly.
Excellent. Huh? Give me another singular female noun. I would say here, let's make it singular. Yeah. Okay. Who can come up with another example of singular? Singular female noun. Huh? Go ahead.
Sayara.
Sayara. Okay. Farasha and Sayara have at the end ta, which is ta at ta'neef.
Madrasa.
Madrasa. Okay. So, any, look here, she said Farasha. Okay, Farasha ends with Ta et Ta'nith. Ta et Ta'nith means female noun. So, Ta et Ta'nith means female noun. Did you write your name? So, this that is called female that or that at that knee. تاء الوات تاء التأنيث. You got it? Oh, go ahead.
We're using that one.
Oh, we can have this one. Just an example. Just in case.
That's all.
All right. So, where is that التأنيث? It's right there.
Just
right here. Anyway, let me stay out of here. I'll check when Lina comes. So this is تاء التأنيث. So تاء التأنيث. So if I tell you, go ahead.
Could I do another?
Yeah, sure.
Is مفتاح
is مذكر. Is me. So now let's me give you a female word and we want to convert it into male. So convert the following two female words. Male words to female words. Okay. Here is what will happen if you're not unable to catch up with me. What you do is that you leave a blank space and you come.
Do that one?
Yeah, copy it from the web page. Okay, so convert the following male words into female words. So we have, which is in, how will al mufrad. حول المفرد المثنى إلى جمع. Okay, so the Arabic, the question is, what's the question? Convert the male words into female words. بالعربي حول المفرد المثنى المفرد المؤنث. I'm sorry, المفرد المؤنث. إلى جمع أو إلى حول المفرد المذكر إلى مؤنث. You got it? So, we need to learn these words. So, let's see the words. Convert means what? Convert means حول. This is the meaning of convert. What is the meaning of al-mufrad? Mufrad means what? Al-mufrad, we can get it from here. What is the meaning of the mufrad? Singular. Got it? Are you following me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, stop copying. If you get behind, it's going to be on the... So you don't, like, you don't have to be with me. Current. You can just leave a blank space and copy it from the published notes online. Because I take pictures and then I put it online. So here, حول المفرد المذكر إلى مؤنث. So what is حول? Convert. What is مفرد? Singular. What is المذكر? Male. إلى مؤنث. No, I'm going to give you the words. I'm going to give you the words that you need to convert. So, I'm giving you a male word, you convert it. So the male word is طالب. 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 How do you convert it into female? I'll give you a hint. Use this. Huh? Taliba. High five. Good job. Talib. Taliba. Now, the ta marbuta. We have at the end what? Ta التأنيث here is ta marbuta. So let me teach you a very important difference between the regular ta and ta marbuta. So, kinds of ta. The kinds of ta, we have two kinds. We have two kinds. We have open ta. Open ta. And we have ta al-marbuta. You got it? So you have two kinds of ta's. You have ta open and ta marbuta. So a ta marbuta like what? Like this? Or like this? Or yeah, that's pretty much the only two kinds. A ta open, a ta maftuha. التاء المفتوحة التاء الايه مفتوحة التاء المفتوحة will always be like this or this. Got it? So okay, let's take an example of طالبة. طالبة, is it تاء مربوطة or تاء مفتوحة؟ Okay, I hear talking from this side, please. So, the ta here is ta marbuta. Okay, another example of ta marbuta is ta'ira. Okay, if you guys are not able to catch up with me, so for now, just stop writing because I'm going to review everything.
Yeah, because then you have to do it in order.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that in order. And then تاء مفتوحة مثل here. لعبت. And طاهرات. All right, now let's review. Okay, everybody now pay its attention. No writing, no notes. You know this will be online, just like you saw that. Who visited my website?
Anyone?
Did you see the notes?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where you can like copy the missing notes. So now let's review. I'm dividing the kinds of words in Arabic, just like English, right? We have kinds of words in English. The first kind is nouns. Nouns like Aisha, Khadija, Maryam, Su'at, Abir, Zulaykha. Okay, all these names. You can say Baqara, which is like a cow. You can say Husan, which is what?
Horse.
Horse, mashallah. And so forth. These are nouns. These are nouns. Why these are nouns? Because you don't have an action with them. You don't do anything. You don't do what? Anything. In nouns, you don't have any action. Got it? Like Baqara. What do you mean? Baqara is a noun. It doesn't have any action. Like if I say, do Baqara. What do you mean do Baqara? It's not something that has verb in it. Now we move into the other kind are af'al, verbs. Af'al, verbs. So let me actually, before I move forward from asma, let's get examples. So let's say maktaba. Let's say the word in maktaba. Stop copying. Do it at home. So this is what maktaba. Maktaba. Now, maktaba. Which is what?
Desk.
Library. Desk is maktab. Library. So, how do we convert that into muthanna? There is a simple rule. Muthanna equals singular. Yes. Plus. Either an or in. So maktaba, we're going to be maktabatan. Right? Maktabatan. Got it? Don't copy now. Maktaba, maktabatan. Got it? Now the jam' is like makatib, which are or maktabat. Okay. We have maktabat. Maktabat. Okay. So maktabat is libraries. They did two, but the complete one is the one you're writing. So
this one has a whole bunch of,
yeah.
And then did any of you guys actually put your name?
We all put our name. We just put our emails on the other one, but we put our name and top.
Okay.
So yeah. Maktabat is what? Maktabat is? Which is jam? Maktabat is what? Jam. Got it? Alright? So far so good? Alright. So now,
does somebody not have an email?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to print you a cheating sheet about these things.
Yeah.
I'm going to, sorry, post it online. So print it out and bring it with you to class. Cheating sheets. Cheating sheet means like one sheet that has all these rules or all these kinds. So you don't even have to copy when you're in class.
Is there a test coming? Yes.
Not now, no.
The tests are only midterms.
The 5th or 5, 10 or 5 or 10 or... 10 or 5,
10 or 5.
Okay, you guys are dismissed.
Wait, and then look on the website. Try not to be confused. I'll look over it.
Yeah, guys, if you're confused, email me or email Lena. We have both emails. Huh?